It's June 1st, 2008, and it's a Watt from Pedro show.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. era of Aquarius is upon us. Tranquility. The source of light, never changing. Approachable from every side, visible at any time, the same.
Watt from Pedro Show, June 1st, 2008. We heard John Coltrane with Moment's Notice, and then Migu, something, a rough mix of something coming on the new album called Era of Aquarius. Shimmy and Yuko are in New York City right now recording with Yuko Petra. For something there, I think it's called If by Yes. Something from a line in an E.E. Cummins poem. And Moment's Notice is a great song to start off the show because the last moment, the planned guest, Mr. Tom Consolero, was taken sick and can't make it.
He's down.
Sad. He's down, but maybe. When I come back from the next leg of touring,
we got his record.
We'll have him on. Yeah, we got one of it. Well, he's got a lot of new releases he's going to play, but we've got one actually of a band he's in called the Underground Railroad to Candyland.
That's right.
Right? You hear Mr. Vinny Vegas right here. He's one of the guests at last moment, moment's notice, came aboard to help.
And thanks for having me.
Of course, we got Brother Matt. Yeah. We are at the Love Grotto.
Boy.
On the Pleasure Point.
Yeah.
Watch your table.
North. Yeah, yeah. Just pounding the north of the equator. Somewhere west of the Rockies. Pedro. San Pedro.
Yeah, hoy.
33 miles from Catalina.
26.
23?
The song is 26, but it's actually 20. So, yeah, we should learn things from song. Also with us, it's Pete.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Johnny.
Aloha.
And I got back late last night from Madrid. Make a long, short story even longer. No. Ain't gonna go through that again. I did a gig with the Stooges. It was the first one in 2008. I mean, we did those two Madonna songs at the Hall of Fame in March at the Waldorf. But that wasn't a real gig. It's not because they were Madonna songs, but we only did two songs, and it was for a bunch of bosses in suits. So this was real gig. This was for people. It was about 45,000 Spaniards there. And the weather was righteous because there had been storm coming on, and some clouds covered the sun a little bit, so it wasn't blister hot. I got to see some old friends. There was a lot of U.S. bands playing. Sometimes that's what's great about festivals. I get to, that's when you get to check in with cats. A lot of them don't come down to Pedro. So I see him at these things. So Zach and Bobby Scher gave me, he actually rode with me on the plane from Newark to Madrid. It was two flights. And let me, the Alice Cooper book, and it was terrible. There were some parts that were okay in the of the old days. You know, he said some good things about Stooges. Didn't mention he ripped off dog food and called it I'm 18. But whatever. The whole thing was a big load of spin. I think it was called 12 Steps to Better Golfing or something. Yeah. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. You know, this is some, basically a weak read. The good read was Yasunori Kawabata's Snow Country that I read. It was written in either the 20s or the 30s, but it's about some dilettante snob in a hopeless affair with a geisha because he can't give love. You know, it's all about him. And he's bizarre. Like, he quits to, I guess he inherited money. He didn't have to do anything. So he got into the Jap Ballet, but then switched over to Occidental dance and was writing things on it and all this research, but never went and saw one. Yeah, it's a clown. The guy's a total clown. And this woman, oh man, it's so tragic about her. But it is written really trippy, almost like haiku. And not 17 syllable form, but the way of juxtaposing things, contrasting things, the subtleties of meaning, you know. And plus it was translated, so you can just imagine. But I was pedaling my first pedal back this morning. I was thinking about it a lot. Great story. If you get a chance, read it. But it's a trip. It is kind of baffling. Then when I was there, we had a prac, first, which was great because I hadn't played, you know, this first gig in 6 months.
With Raul?
Huh?
Oh, you're talking about with Ig. We got there. I thought you said when you got back.
No, we're talking about what just happened to me. We can talk about what you want to talk about.
Oh, I thought you, nah, go ahead. I just was talking about you flat tracks today with Raul. You know?
Well, no, today I pedaled. All
right, it was a long day.
And I was trying to play catch up. You know, that always happens when I come home. And I'm gonna leave again Thursday, but is it okay if I talk about what I just did?
Yeah, I'm cool. Okay. I got off my chest.
So we had a prac, and that was great, man, because like Ig was doing, working it. I mean, it was a lot of focus. They're very productive pracs with them, but he almost works it like a gig, you know? It's intense. It's like a private gig. And then playing with the guys again, too, was great. And I got new frets for the little bass. And Friday was a gig, and before the gig, I walked down to the Prado, Museo de Prado, and it has a lot of old works. Beautiful art collection there. If you ever get a chance and you're in Madrid, see this place, €6. And they, I saw six Bosches and big Goya exhibit. Amazing stuff to be that close. Only the tabletop thing of Bosch's Seven Deadly Sins had a glass. Everything else you could get right up there. Could be an asshole and touch it and shit. I didn't. People get pissed.
Do you think
it's 500 years old? But to see it up there, man, and what was running through that man's mind, you know? I think he had to be laughing in some ways, but in other ways he was fucking probably. That's seriously, crying. And then we were talking about Ergo, right? This stuff where the rye went bad, and it's what got Hoffman into synthesizing into L. So maybe he had a touch of that. Because the stuff is pretty good. Pretty incredible. And so we play the gig, And it's going good. We went on at 9 o'clock, still sun. The lights didn't come on until halfway through. And I got the new boiler suit. You know, I rusted out the other one. It's just like the one I was using last year. Got up Hollywood. I used it for those two songs in March, but this first gig, whole gig went in. And it's going good and stuff. And part of the reason for the practice, we're bringing on some songs that we ain't played for people. And so we end up the set with Search and Destroy. And I miscounted the end and missed it. And they turned and eyes were kind of fierce and yellow. And went into rhino charge mode. And I've taken a lot of them before, you know, but for some reason at the last second I cowered and just moved over and he knocked my abs right over. Pushed them. They tumbled and they're running out SVTs, you know, with tubes and they're all broke. So we run off and goes, okay, one more song, encore. And it's a song where I got a 16 bar bass solo, so I had to mime that whole thing. Call my name out. And he said after, you know, he's sorry, he didn't mean it, anything like that. He said, and he even worked out the ending with me. He sang, you know, the whole coda. Well, I did sing it, the air bass with him, and we got it. I'll get it. Thursday I leave again. We got 2.5 weeks and 4 gigs. So Belgium, Brussels. It's called TW Classic. And then we go to England for 4 or 5 days, just sit in London, wait for this Isle of Wight gig. So instead of me just doing that, I'm going to take a train to Brighton and make an album, or at least get the drums and bass for an album with Sam Duke. And in Brighton being a water town, beach town and stuff, I'm going to try paddle.
Oh, cool.
In the English Channel. I've only paddled in Europe once, and it was a lake, Lake Neuchâtel in Switzerland. And I was in a river kayak too, with no beat, like no.
I got the picture.
Break wall?
No, what's it called? Keel. I had no keel, so I was all over the place. You know, whitewater thing, you don't want a keel, you want a real strong bottom. I had to get used to that. But also, it was a wood, I never used a wood paddle. It's a trip. But I got to do it. So I paddled in Europe once, but I want to get into this, the English Channel.
That's going to be rad.
And then make this album, then go back to Isle of Wight, and then we'll go to Dublin for, I think it's some Days Never End Festival, something like that. But it's on June 16th, Raymond's birthday and also Bloom's Day, where I was 4 years ago. Kristen went with me. First time I went to a foreign town without playing it.
Wow. And it's about time you had a genuine vacation.
Well, it's a mission in a way, because the book is a lot about Dublin, so you can walk down what's going on in the book. So it was kind of...
That's interesting.
It was a mission-cation. Big mission.
I think I'm going to Mexico with my family, and that's going to be a flat-out mission.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It do mission?
It's going to be 5 days.
Where?
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. That kind of...
Yeah.
Brother Matt was there, you know. He was paddling kayak with whales.
Really?
Yeah. Went down in March.
Nice. You went to the Hippie Fest a couple weeks ago, too.
Oh, yeah, I
love
that.
Awesome. It was great.
I heard some dude was wigging out on acid on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Did the rest of
I heard about it. Oh, yeah, he was kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody else was cool, though.
Being arrested yeah, it was a real, real cool bunch of
people. I think yeah. People still wigged out on acid.
I know.
Yeah, Gigs, I got to tell you, from when I went to them in the 70s, they're a lot calmer. There used to be a lot more wasted
people.
A lot more wasted people. And anyway, from Dublin... Oh, but the day after Dublin, me and Steve McKay, Stooges Sackman, are going to record with Estelle, who we recorded with. You know, you got to crumple that bag closer to the mic. And we're going to be in the studio that's in a horse stable in Dublin.
Yeah, you gotta drop your mouth stuff with them things too.
Yeah.
And so we did 5 songs last September, and we're gonna try to do as many or even more because we'll have the whole day instead of just the morning before we fly away. Then we go to Venice, play a gig there, and then come home. But I'll be doing that like 5 or 6 times this summer and fall. So a lot of riding in the metal tube and breathing the farts.
It sounds like fun.
Now, when you go to foreign towns, Brother Matt, are they vacations or are they missions?
Adventure.
Depends who you're with.
Your sister, Matt.
it's an adventure. Not usually, I go for a vacation, but it's kind of more of an adventure.
I thought the choices were mission.
So I'd take a vacation then.
Okay. Pete?
Hi. I usually, if I go out of town, it's to see friends. So it's more like discoveries of somebody else's scene.
I thought the choices were vacation or mission.
Yeah, but I don't take choices very well.
I say to
make my
same.
Own.
I choose vacation. They're rare.
Never vacation.
Yeah. It's not like, man, I'm going to walk down these streets that I read about in the book.
Well, that's part of a vacation.
That's a mission.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Okay, well, if that's the case, then mission.
Maybe we should just get away from that question and center on semantics. Benny's going on a mission with his family.
A mission.
Yeah.
But it's like, to me, mission sounds too...
Is it deep down?
It sounds too much like the old religious conquering, you know, mission and missionary and building a mission.
No, mission means you got this plan.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I should explain myself. That's a problem. The mission means like you have this plan. Other people go to places... Or I go to places sometimes, like on tour. I don't know the town. My main mission when I'm on tour is to play the gig. But then I walk around the town to let things happen. No mission, not plan. I don't know it. Other times, like for this Dublin thing, it was definitely a mission. And I was going to follow this book. I was going to take 3 days and try to be as physical with the book. Because it's written all about Dublin. You can go, some of the stuff is still there. I went to Davy Burns and had the gorgonzola and the wine, you know, like he did in the book. That's why I called it a mission. I wasn't going to convert anybody to Christian.
For others, that would be a dream come true because you're in a really different place. You're able to do that.
Yeah, I bought an airplane ticket and went there.
Yeah.
So I got to the different place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Pedro, I would have to imagine this. Or in the book, Joyce took me in his mind, but also that was 100 years ago, so the town was different. I don't know, it was a mission.
Well, I feel like every day I live life in town, and I have different missions.
Yeah, but I
yeah,
I'll get back to the question. Like, when you leave town, you
okay, fine.
Mission to make it.
Mission. Objectives. Okay, mission.
What if the...
Like, you went out of town
ride
on that bus with Wilco.
Yeah.
Is that a vacation or was that a mission?
It's a mission on vacation. Okay, sorry. I did take vacation from work to do a mission.
To hide the mission.
To do a mission. Okay, fine.
Really, I want to use your words as studies. I didn't want to have to answer a question for you. That's probably why I asked it. No?
Mm-hmm. It's a mission. It's a submission.
Let's hear some more music.
I'm going to go to the hospital. half the world. We get to your walls to see at the command of the big man. Had our orders and a CO to see. Welcome to help once again now. Vietnam's a jungle, some shit city. That's what we call hell our home now. We separate all the brothers, keep us all together now. Watch how it makes us so goddamn strong. Is that all right now? See, not the right thing to do. Is that all right now, Dude, it all broke up. Is that the right thing to do? Seemed like the nighttime was the scariest time. That's when the world became a living hell. Got a little high. See, we can make it through another night now. Welcome to my battle in hell. M16. And then recall that first call in the morning, baby. Confirm my first call, me kill this thing now. Is that all right now? Seems like the right thing to do. Yeah. Is that all right now? That's the right thing to do. I'm reading 3 month old letters now, baby. My lady back at home now, girl. I'm reading 3 month old letters now. From my lady wrecking back at home, girl. She holding on to that fort for me, darling. She get it all right for me at home now, girl. And I'm just sitting now, and I'm doing my job, right? For my country, baby, yeah. Take a table for the rain today. Be no champagne down in Main Street now. I've got on a tarmac from that great big airplane. With just a few more brothers and me. I kiss the ground, then I do like to come back home, Philip. I think I've seen a few things that have gone wrong. Young men and women fighting hard to play. Then we talk about all the things that we have done. Yeah. Is that all right now? Is that the right thing to do? Is that all right now? Now, seems like a stranger coming, babe. But what's up with it now? I know we left a lot of young men and women behind. I'm tired of seeing them vets hungry and homeless and standing in front of that post office now. What's up with that? We can make it right, man. What's up with that now? We got pride and honor and glory, baby. Tired of seeing the men hungry and homeless in front of that post office, baby. They did it right for us at all in good time and all without question, baby. So I'm asking you, man, let's you know we can make it right now. That's right. We'll be right back.
cosmic purpose. Where do you stand? Where are you? I'm asking. What's up with that now? What's up with that, yeah? What's up with that now?
Thank you.
For Bebro Show. Sorry about that. Oh wow, listen to the sounds of Bebro on a nice calm Sunday afternoon.
And yes, it's a very safe neighborhood here.
I just heard Unfinished Instrumental by Parliament. That's something you picked, Shawnee, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Now that was Fire Trucks.
Right, but people didn't know that.
That's an hombre. Kisatsu. And, yeah, why'd you pick that?
Well, I like... I just like...
The funk.
The funk. Yeah.
And then we heard one you picked, Pete.
Brown Metal.
Brown Metal by Hella.
Hella.
I played gigs with Hella.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they're both Carnations, just two people and now five.
Mm-hmm. This one,
Have you seen both incarnations?
I haven't seen them play.
So you don't know what I'm talking about.
No,
they had records.
Yeah.
Have you heard the two men? It was just drum and guitar.
Yeah. But I just...
Now they have a singer and another guitar.
I chose this song.
Bass.
I chose this song specifically because it's fascinated me how a song can give you a sense of color and texture. And this song did that in Brown Metal.
There's some kind of affliction where people see... Weren't we talking about that last show? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We're talking to it. I read a thing in the Times about it. Mm-hmm. They hear sounds and colors.
Special K was like that for me.
The drug
ketamine.
You gotta give him a mic, bro.
But I don't think I want people to hear that.
Do you drink it?
There's this... We were talking about this documentary Alvin Jones made on his drumming, and he kind of heard colors in his drums. Toms were a certain color, snare, cymbals. You didn't bring any music, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you brought something to
I had some vinyl and
we'll
some
play
CDs.
Some there later.
Yeah, and some other stuff, too.
Why didn't you give something to me when everybody else did?
We didn't ask, or I spaced and wasn't listening.
And you're talking about the state of your mind right now.
Oh, yeah, I got mildly stoned before I came over. So I'm kind of just, I'm just starting to be mellow out. I'm a little freaked out that first day.
You look comfortable. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And then we heard Shane O'Brien, a guy from San Pedro. Now, you know about him. You've been to his pad.
Jammed with him. She showed me some
blues. Mike's over there.
Played with him. He showed me some blues stuff.
Right.
He's right on,
Shane's
dude.
Good people. He's an iron worker, plays guitar as a band. We heard a song by him called What's Up With That. He played with me a couple years ago at the Glenn Branca 100 Guitar Symphony No. 13 at the Disney Music Center.
You know, I heard the nickname. Have you ever seen the organ in that place?
At the where?
Disney Concert Hall.
Oh, no, no, I've never been there.
Frank Gehry designed
it. Yeah, I did.
The nickname for that organ is French fries because the pipes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Who was playing it? Somebody had a concert where he played it solo. Damn it.
Christoph Bull with Norton.
Is that who?
Mm-hmm.
This was last week.
Oh, no.
Brad?
He's a famous avant-garde musician.
Brad? No. No, what was I thinking?
Terrible. Played it, had a black skull cap. I saw a picture of him. He was talking about this thing, and he said it shouldn't be called French fries anymore. Anyway, I'm sorry for spacing on your name. Damn it. It's right there on the... Hanging off...
Sarah Bill.
Wherever.
Hanging off your feed bag?
Yeah. Minus notion. And we heard Tobacco with Tape Eater before that. Now, Tobacco is from Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. Shawnee's very eager to get back to where people came from.
In that
and then we started with an excerpt from a song called Exit by a group called The Endless Contortionists. And that and that's an improvised thing with Toka Honda. Brother Joel, Nate Cole, Guy Pinnas, and Matt Hayes. Matt Hayes on alto sax. He's the cat who had me and Kira aboard. That's how we met her. At Charlie O's, which they're not having gigs there now. But with KXLU, they're having like this adventurous gig thing where you have people playing freaky music. This cat came from Kansas, was a one-man band. Some other guy played Appalachian music.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, it was all over the place. It was wild. But they're renovating the place, and so no gigs. It's on hiatus for a couple months.
And Toko's in Boise this month. This week.
That's right. Well, no, it's this weekend. I wonder what that was like. You know, actually, it's very convenient place, Boise, because if you're touring and you got to get from Seattle east on your way to Salt Lake City, Boise's right in the middle. So actually, I've played a lot of times. In Salt Lake City, people say, oh, these towns, why are you always playing them? But if you look at the way the cities are laid out in the Northwest, in the Rocky Mountains, it makes a lot of sense. And they get hit up maybe more than Worcester, Massachusetts, which is much bigger maybe, but it's right next to Boston. You know? So you got to pick. Stooges are going to play Camden, which is right across the river from Philly. Camden, you don't do many gigs in. Rutgers is there, but it's an intense town. Well, this happens a lot, I've noticed, in the U.S. with borders and rivers. They have like the straight, proper thing, and then at the cross is
loose zone.
Yeah, yeah. Humans doing their business that way.
Damn humans.
Yeah. Now, no, just interesting. Not making any judgments, but I noticed this kind of thing. Conscience being split by nature's borders and political borders. So, we should bring play some music. Since I played music for everybody else, why don't you?
Yeah, these guys, this next CD, we were in your car, Rawls, driving the one that you sold him, the van.
Rawls' first car is the old boat.
Thank you. Yeah.
Older boat.
We drove by, and these kids are like, hey, the man in the van. And I looked at him and said, no, it's the drummer man in the band.
Beat man with a stick in his hand.
Thank you. So, yeah, we shot that in and they gave us this CD.
You understand what he's saying? They mistaken the for me.
The old boat.
So, well, he didn't mistake him, he mistaked the boat
the
driver.
Car. Yeah. The boat driver. I was wingman that night.
Yeah, so they gave him a CD to play.
And actually, just to have, but I figured why not put it on here and, you know, check it out.
Okay.
Smileage on it.
Okay, who they
and
call?
And they're good kids. You know, I don't know. I got to drop the thing right now.
Okay.
Right here in my unprepared bag of mess. And they are from that area.
Do we have time?
Any DJing coming up?
What's that? Art place?
No.
Wow.
So just been laying low, working, shifting technologies.
Work.
I'm getting on going in here.
Ah, that's right, that's right.
Hey, where'd the Missing Man play in Venice? Where'd you play in Venice with the Missing Man? The art place. Raymond had an art show there once. It was a photog thing that was going down. That's where we're at when we saw these kids and they gave us their deal.
Oh, yeah, the Bergamot Station.
That's what it is.
Bergamot Station.
Yeah.
That was Ann Suma's photo thing.
Their band's called NASA, or N-A-S-A.
Here they are. I got an email from her. She goes, you know, I lived 4 years in Japan. What's your address? I want to send you things.
And it comes with a baseball card.
Well, they call it NASA.
NASA.
Okay,
yeah,
here's some NASA.
Oh, that's cool.
Juan from Pedro show. The CD doesn't have any names of the songs, so that was the sixth track on there, and something about eggs and salad, some kind of soup. So I'm sorry, I don't know what to call, but that's NASA. Were they from Venice?
Yeah, I think they're from that area, not for sure. I just saw them at the art.
We don't know.
Yeah, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, we're at the end of the first hour, the June 1st. Watt from Pedro show, hold tight for hour two. June 1st, 2008, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Here's some Nails Climb.
Pedro Show, and we start off the second hour with something from Nels Klein and his Nels Klein Singers called Squirrel of God, or just Squirrel of God. Sorry, Nels. And then we heard from his bass player in Nels Klein Singers, Mr. Devin Hoff, with a song called The Blast from his album called...
Solo Bass. Let me think about that for a second.
Solo Bass. Devin Hoff, a big favorite of mine.
And mine.
And played for my 50th birthday. Do you know about my 51st birthday?
What's going on?
Yes, December 20th.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
2008.
In Japan.
In Tokyo.
Oh!
I'm going.
I'm going to take Nels Klein Tokyo to make an album with the people I recorded with a couple weeks ago.
Cool. Kick ass. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday too.
Shimmy loves him. And I thought that, you know, they were so great to me for those. We just did 60 pieces in 3 days. And I thought, man, how can I pay these guys back? Well, what if I not bring Nels? And then also, Nels has never played there.
Never been to Japan.
So that's something I could do for Nels also. So that's the plan. And then to have my birthday there. Where I come from an era where I never even would tell people my birthday. Now I'm like celebrating because I don't know how many I've left.
So you'll be a day ahead.
And then we heard from a band called Life, who are friends of mine from Tokyo, with a song called Fade. And they're going to play with me. We're going to record 9 songs. Us three are going to write Nels 9 songs, 3 each, and then he'll come record with us, and then we'll play the gig on my birthday, the day after the last recording. I figure it'll take us 3 days. We'll do 3 songs a day. And then those songs we record, we'll play for the gig. Can we get an encore?
That's good.
Fun house.
There you go.
Right? Everybody can jump in on the phone house. We bring the Light Brothers on there. Okay. So, what was all the interesting stuff you guys were talking about?
Which one?
About, yeah.
With the people jumping off the cliff?
Yeah. All right.
Cliff jumping season.
There is. Peter's got some big cliffs here at Point Fermi. Yeah. Lands End.
Right down
some
the
people
street.
Fall, some people stumble, some people leap. One time I was pedaling my bike, it was all empty, you know, crack of dawn. On the way back from Royal Palms, it was all circus going, so it must have happened in those minutes.
Or sometimes they just find them in the morning, too. They
right.
did it at nighttime, but the first
that's
person
right,
just goes
right.
for a walk or something in the morning and gets
yeah.
a surprise.
Joggers always
that
find
happened
dead
recently.
Bodies.
Joggers always
yeah.
do find
you
dead
can't
bodies.
Really jog down here.
Yeah, just cruising on the rocks was kind of an exercise, cruising through the tide pools on the big rocks.
Yeah, man,
and stuff.
Maybe if the tide's right, you could jog down there.
It's not really jogging, though.
Yeah, it's kind of tough.
It's more like rock hopping.
Rock hopping.
More like that. Sometimes they get knocked off the rocks fishing.
No.
Long wave
yeah.
comes and just
jam. They rip people up.
Yeah. Very interesting.
So people, it's the time of the year when they fall.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Sunny.
It's around,
it's sunny now.
Always
weekends.
Around New Year's too.
Yeah, summertime.
There's usually a Libra at New Year's.
Every weekend in the summer.
But I would say the
happening.
Summer there's greater odds because there's more folks, more people out of town who don't understand the hazards. Mm. You know, it's very sad, and we're guessing that's what all the sirens were about. Because when you hear that much fire. Vehicles.
There's no fire.
Someone's bumming.
On the pleasure point here.
Mm-hmm. Someone's not having
fire.
Their pleasure filled.
Somebody's taking the fast way. It's very sad. Anyway, about it. I think maybe I could see a very old, terminal, ill, hurting on you really hard. But if it's just some sadness, try to.
Next year you wouldn't remember what you're
trying to check
yeah,
on
just
now.
Try to write it out. You know, because in a way, I mean, I'm not trying to speak for other people because it's a very individual choice. But life has lots to teach it, and it's trying to say, being a little arrogant. At least this is what
I think to myself when I'm having those thoughts. You know, you're getting a little conceited because you're trying to say that the world has no more to teach you, that you've learned enough. And so maybe let go, be a little humble, and say, no, I got to stay in the classroom. Because you're going to get taken out of it.
Some way or another.
Right.
When I was at Pedro High, kids were jumping together, tying their hands together, leaping.
Oh.
Yeah, it was nuts. And then they were all in the news.
Girls, right?
Yeah, then they were all in the news, and then everybody else wanted to do it because they got all kinds of attention.
In fact, there was a little, left over, because the cliff is there from the hill falling. And so there was some girders and stuff.
Sunken City.
And one they called the diving board.
Yeah. That's perfect.
And that's where the two girls did it, and they tied their hands with strings, so if one got scared, she'd still go.
Buddy system.
So if one changed her mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more of a thing to talk about. We should discuss, because I think everybody gets those kind of thoughts, but maybe err on the side of humility that I've still got stuff to learn and stuff.
Yeah.
And my...
Yeah.
And my thought is that I can't do my enemies the favor by killing myself, so I got to stick around.
Make
them miss. Not gonna let them off the hook.
No, yeah. I'm just gonna.
The deeper you go, the higher you fly.
Alive,
the higher you fly, the deeper you go.
Wow.
It'll all bounce out.
That's generous.
Talk to people that care.
Yeah. Somebody loves you.
A lot.
Hard
yeah.
More music. You know what, people? It's time to get lively and happy with Brother Matt's Spin Cycle.
I hope so. It's a whole new deal. First time ever DJing with this new gear. So.
Thank you. what's going on when all them guns is drawn. Here's a memo, remember, there's a few wars going on, a couple overseas and on my front lawn, when common sense was common, and now it's all gone. What's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And that's going on. And that's going on. After Katrina, knew about it right here like it's Congo Square. 82% of Americans don't go nowhere. Now nonsense is dumbass, talk about snitching. When crime's alright, what's left is bitching. Now you can call this hate, might be for radio stations, TV news, and all them one-sided views. Self-economic enforcement and education is what we need. But all the people still waiting. I ain't no quitter, just bigger. And no, I didn't say bitter. I don't care what year it is, don't call me no nigga. What's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And what's going on? And that's going on. And that's going on. And that's going on.
We'll be right back.
Pedro Show, thank you very much, Brother Matt, for your spin cycle there.
Cool, thank you.
Now, there's a new twist on it. You're using a different means to bring the spin cycle to people's ears.
Yeah, all new gadgets.
Discuss it.
After 28 years of DJing or thereabouts, this was all a digital deal on the computer. Whole new program. So, after starting with vinyl to shifting to CDs, I've finally been kind of slow, but I'm starting to get digital. So it's kind of weird, whole new deal, kind of like riding the bike again, but it's got a new tire, different place for the pedals.
Right, and I guess at the end of the day, it's kind of more about where you're going to take that bike.
And it's a lot lighter load to carry.
Oh yeah, the mechanics.
Yeah, the weight, the physical pounds of vinyl or boxes of CDs and a ton of shit. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and maybe some different kinds of possibilities.
Total. Yeah. Who knows? New toy.
You know, I saw this band, the Dirt Bombs, when I came back from Tokyo that night. I went straight to the Troubadour. And there was a band that was touring with them called the Terrible Twos. And because of the traffic plug, they missed the gig.
Oh.
We'll play them here. That was Terrible Twos with Rebel Rerun. And we're at the end of the second hour of the June 1st, 2008 Waffle Pedro Show. Open time for hour three. June 1st, 2008. It's the third hour of the Waffle Pedro Show. And I ain't got a Jack Flanders adventure yet, but there'll be one coming. So here's a cat. I played his club in Osaka. His name is Seiji Yamamoto. He was in a band called the Boredoms in the 90s. Now he's making his own records. And here's a tune from his new one. Thank you.
what people say to me. They say, Calvin Johnson, who are you? And I say to them, why, I am no different than any other man. I put these Wranglers on 1 foot at a time. If you cut me, do I not bleed? I'll tell you something else. If you ever find yourself out there on the Pacific Ocean, maybe out on the sand, and you get that feeling, maybe a hankering, just an urge, and I say, go with the feeling, folks. That is my motto in life. When you get the feeling, just go with it. And if you're laying there on the sand of that Pacific Ocean, and you get that hankering to just maybe lift your head and turn around, and you look up at the rocks and you see maybe just the top of a 52 bug, maybe just the outline of a cowboy hat, folks. Well, if you just lift a paw, give a wave, mean a lot. Thank you, good night. Thank you.
Pedro show. Start off the third hour with something by Seiichi Yamamoto, Terminal Mind. And then we heard Cattle Call, Part 2 by Calvin Johnson and Sons of the Soil. I saw him in Long Beach, Zephyr, like a vegetarian pad.
Yeah.
Job pad. He was great. Did most of the gig a cappella. You got to see Calvin Johnson if he comes to your town. This cat is one of a kind. But he'll make you feel really, I think maybe uncomfortable at first because of the audacity of him being himself, but then I think you can warm way up to him. Beautiful guy, man. And then we heard someone wanted to play last hour, but Brother Matt had that spin cycle rolling, so I thought it wouldn't fit. And also, no, really, it was after that suicide talk show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It really didn't go with that. So it's called In the Belly of the Hungry White Sea by Hulk. I think they're from, might be from England. I know the record is. It's a compilation of all these trippy things. It's really good. It's from a label called Bear Suit Records. And it's actually got music from all over. Yeah,
doesn't say right here. The guy wrote me a paper. I'm like, idiot, I fucking didn't bring it. Stupid person in my club. But anyway, check it out. It's a sampler of a lot of the stuff they put out in the... The name of this compilation is called A Weevil in a Biscuit. That sounds like
England. Yeah. Got England.
Then we heard I Became Strong by Yuki Kawana. And her buddy made this trippy video. Did you guys get that? I flowed the link of it.
Yes.
She paints his face and puts it on the box, right? And wears it on her head. And she like confronts her son. It's made really kind of... If you saw it, they're running around in the park and she confronts herself wearing the stupid face drawn on the... You know, it's... Actually, it's trying to be like a doll, right? The conformist to what beauty is, I guess, is the idea. And on this stupid box over her head. And she's just singing her song. And she confronts herself and then you see the box thrown off and the guitar.
I liked that.
Enigmatic. Yeah. I did too. It was Econo. Remind me of This Ain't No Picnic. And then Courage is a Fuse by Sam Duke. That's who I'm going to try to make an album with in Brighton. And then, do you know Danny?
Danny
who?
Danny Lou,
yes I do.
Yeah.
Danny Partita.
You know, Danny Partita.
Cool, very cool people.
Yeah.
Well, his boy is playing with Aaron White's boy.
That's right.
Right, they got a band called Absorbing Junior.
Jacob and Ethan.
Jacob and Ethan. And this is a song by them called Best Girl.
Cool, oh, Danny. Nice.
So let's give it up to some people.
Danny.
Some Pedro. So look, Shawnee's talking about genetic and cultural defining kind of things and you want to be free of, or you want to learn more about.
Yeah. Because we are all made up of so many different cultures, I guess. And so it's just always been... I've been curious to know where my origins come from and how at those times, or I guess as far back as I can get with each one, because I have a few different nationalities or I am made of... And it seems like you probably get asked this a lot too, Peek. Like, what are you? Like, almost every day? Every other day?
Yeah, it's not that hard for me. But
well, people probably ask you, what are you?
Yeah, it depends on...
Like, your look, based on what you look like. And my reply when I was growing up used to be, I'm a human. You know, like, what are you? But, so...
What about this idea? It's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Exactly.
Because then you have a little more power over that. You don't have a lot of power
over
what you brought to the party.
Right, but I'm talking about like centuries ago, like how were these people getting along back then, like as a society? Right.
It never did.
History is a lot of not getting along.
I know.
There's a lot of getting along too, though. It's a mixed bag, huh?
Until the other people doesn't want to get along, then they make...
That's how the mix became...
Getting
along.
Doesn't nature like mix? That pure breed shit never works out, man. It's always some kind of highfalutin idea that we never want to get rid of.
Mm.
We try to bring it back.
Yeah, right.
Just get rid of the wrong people. It'll be alright. It never works out.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wonder, because I'm made of opposites, you know? Like, how is it that I can be these things and I'm one person, and like, how does that affect me as a person and my actions and the way I live? And, you know, I mean, like, on a very deep level. But
what you were saying,
you know what I mean?
Best of all of those things and become better, or get
the man's a la carte.
You're saying something that didn't... Something about
shoppers.
Genetically...
Well, is it
something that... Something that doesn't mix. So I was trying to get...
Right.
Yeah, okay. you used the oil and water stuff. So I was wondering, trying to get to what you were talking about there.
Incompatibility.
Is it genetically not suitable for each other? Or
if that may... be like a root of what causes maybe illness, or, you know, like how would that relate genetically? Because it would be, I mean, not genetically meaning like certain cultures are predisposed to certain things, afflictions or whatever.
Right, that does the idea of like mix up.
I came from maybe housing, all kinds of people had to live together. And so I was a boy, and I just thought that's the way the world was, because that was my little universe. And everybody's taught with the same rank, so no one was really above or below.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I was lucky. That was my understanding of things.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's kind of naive and idealistic. But the government enforced it, you know, the military is. Mm-hmm. We're all working for Sam. So that's the way I learned it. And so some guys were better at some things, worse at others. That's just the way it was. And we were all in Sam's band.
Sam's yeah, basically boat. All the studies, like, they show that influence your environment is like 50 to 51%, 49%, mm-hmm. and your genetics are 49, 51, 52. So it's like equal influence in most studies.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, I think, analyze the self, using the self,
because mm-hmm.
maybe the observer interferes. It's one of the tricky parts of psychologies and stuff, because the objectivity isn't really there to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got one culture trying to talk about another culture, it gets into this inferiority, superiority.
Yeah,
trip.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yep.
You know, and maybe it's good to let go of that a little bit.
Yeah.
What about mystery? Is mystery okay to have in a life?
Mystery.
Like what? Oh, like not having not having information about things that you might not be able to handle.
Can you ask questions that are too big? Should that stifle you from asking other questions?
Right.
No.
Right.
No.
Where do you stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line?
Well, people can get seriously obsessed about something. Yeah. You know, like genealogy is a good example of it. Because
mm-hmm.
I have a friend who just like go on and on and on about it. And I'm like, okay, that's great. And this would be good for what you're doing. How? Because like, he's a guitar player. It's like, why does he need to, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just jealous because in Asia you don't keep records. So
it's all stories.
I think in Burma,
yeah.
they don't use last names.
I don't know, actually. I need to know more
about...
Well,
they're next door.
Yeah.
You want to know your neighbor?
Well,
they're not your friendliest neighbors.
Actually, I don't know my neighbors in my apartment.
There you go.
I don't even know my neighbors in my apartment.
It's kind of jumped the topic a little bit about...
Well, a little
like
bit. I know the guy out front
about
flies
like
the model airplanes. He's a sheriff. Nice cat.
Probably has got a camera on it.
I do have a question to ask everyone.
Yeah.
It's like talking about self-determination and making your life the way it is. Like I had a conversation with a group of friends this morning about how you imagine yourself to be 20, like whatever, when you're teenagers, how you imagine yourself to be as an adult, and how are you doing with that?
Man, I had no idea. I had no idea. I got into music to be with Dee Boone. I never thought it was going to be work.
I mean, did you ever imagine having family, children? What did you think your life was going to be like?
No, I did.
Yeah? Brother Matt?
Kind of had two different plans.
Yeah?
Figured whichever way flowed. So the solo plan flowed better.
Yeah.
And it's been working out, okay?
Yeah, two for plan.
Well, it was like, plan. I can't say one was A or B. They both had equal range.
Parallel.
But either way, I was going to have a bitch in life.
right.
And so that's
near
worked
the
out.
Near nice. Body water.
I don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm just hanging out.
No.
That we know.
How's it worked out now with the
I guess I don't know what I'm doing. I guess I'm doing the same thing that I did in high school, you know.
No, what was your idea of what you were going to do?
Just to stay that way forever, apparently.
Well, I don't even know why. I guess just do
it. No, but that's an answer to.
But, you know, I mean, I don't have a clue what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't.
In high school? Hell no. Maybe a little bit after high school. But, yeah, I like where I'm at.
No, got the dog, got the 2-bedroom pad. pretty stoked on it. Woke up a little bit ago. All comfortable on the blue on the couch up here on the upper level.
All right,
dating scene. The
upper deck.
That's a good one.
But
Shawnee,
are you cold?
Well, yeah. No, I'm all right. I'm good. Let's see. Two, probably not like that, but the one was the marriage thing. I think that probably most American women, quote unquote, are born into,
or not born into, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like, oh, by this age, I'll be married, I'll have kids, etc. No.
Talk about stress. Putting that on kids.
It's hard. So that none of it has happened. And then the other thing for me, I wanted to dance. I always thought, like, oh, I can, you know, dance, travel the world, and yeah. So, but life happens as it is meant to. So, I'm very grateful. But it's interesting.
I mean, it's a surprise to you the way it worked out from what you thought.
Not a surprise.
From a teenager in Pittsburgh.
The teenager in Pittsburgh. What? Yeah, no, not me.
Did you get to dance and travel the world?
No.
Not yet.
But not yet. Not yet. Yeah, I got a lot left, so you never know if I had the chance. I'm happy with my life. I'm grateful for the way that, I can't complain, I guess.
No, but I think the question was the expectations as a teenager. What
of
were
yourself,
those?
Yeah.
And now, jiving them with the actual reality.
Yeah, but yeah.
Not happy or sad. Just do they jive?
Do they jive? No.
Mine don't either.
Not at all.
No.
No, I had
That's
no
surprising.
Idea. I had no idea.
I think
that way more fun than I ever thought it would.
I was afraid to guess at what was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm stoked to keep
when
having
I was married,
more fun.
I never thought as a kid I was going to be married.
Right.
When I became married, that was a big surprise.
What was that like?
Being married?
Yeah.
Probably hell for Kara.
Oh, that's so not funny. But I remember it just dawned on to me this morning that I pretty much am where I wanted to be, because all I ever wanted as a teenager was to get out of the family rules so I can just go wherever I want to go and sleep whenever I want to sleep or eat, and basically becomes irresponsible, and I am so feeling so good at that. It's freeing.
Alright, let's hear some more music.
Unless we're Thank you. されど浮世は無常の風、物は見ようで世界が変わる。
Watt from Pedro show. I don't know the name of that song because it's written in their language. This was a band from this is a band from Japan called Turtle Island, and the guy who runs it named George. He told me it's a 14-piece hardcore band. They're called Turtle Island, and he was a translator when I did that. Interview with Bass Magazine over there. They've got a huge magazine that comes out for bass. It's like a couple hundred pages. I mean, this thing is thorough. Wow. And I got to do an interview with Juno Ozawa, the bass player for Light, and we got to discuss things. And it was trippy. He had two different cultures, right? And two different generations. He's half my age, less than half my age. Mm-hmm. And we're both talking about bass. So see, difference is okay. There's a lot of common ground. But I don't have enough common ground to know what the name of their song was, so I deeply apologize. And before that, we had a cat from Italy, lives in Bologna, Stefano Pilia, with a song called Question, and I'm going to make some music with him. He asked me for a bass line. And he makes very pretty stuff. And he toured with me the Sickness Opera. Second Man's Middle Stand when I did the European tour. He did the six Italian gigs with me. And Raul, first time for Raul over there.
Wow.
And Paul Rossler took... I didn't have any of the original Secondmen.
No, they all got busy with
string work. Secondmen. Yeah, they were on the docks. But they did a great job. And both Pete and Jerry were very proud of it. So, and I'm proud of all four of them.
That's how you got hooked up with Raw.
That's right, through you, Vinny.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah. That was great because I wanted to play with the young Pedro guy.
Yeah.
Right?
He's got good attitude.
Got a hand down.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Pete and Jer, although they're younger than me, they ain't as young as Raul. So it was great.
Nah, they're burnt out.
They just recorded two songs with them. I'm going to make another album with them.
Oh, kidding.
Okay, after the Missing Men with Raul and Tom. It's not going to be an opera, but it's going to be a concept. You know what the concept's going to be?
No.
D-Boom would love it.
Work!
Okay, before Stefano, we heard something Pete picked. Finally, We Are No One by Mum.
Yeah, I don't know much about this band, but I
like the song.
I love what I can hear, yes.
Tommy Aquinas settled the question, right? Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Aesthetics, I think. You don't have to agree with that, do you? Brother Matt?
Yeah.
It's okay with Brother Matt. And then we started our last chunk for the show with a DC band from 1975 called Bambara. I always wanted the Minutemen to do this song. It's called Shack Up. It's like it's a very important issue, you know?
It
you
is.
Like it is. Again,
the Minutemen was very serious about issues.
About shacking up.
Well, that was this man's. But the intent on it. And it's got, and the guitar's like D-Boom. We loved it, man. A big, Kelly strong Clay. Bass line. Maybe I'd do it with somebody. I'd love to cover this song. So we're at the end of the June 1st, 2008 edition of Walk from Pete Rush. I want to thank everyone. Brother Matt, along with the most sentimental in Baton, is Pete.
Thanks.
Yeah. Went all the way down from Purcell Park.
It's been a therapeutic show.
There's a lot of issues hammered out.
Huh? Yes.
Shawnee, for coming from Long Beach.
Thank you very much for having me again.
Vinny, for coming a few blocks away here in Pedro.
Yeah.
Man, thanks for letting me take a nap on the big soft couch.
Usually it was my gig.
Love Grotto.
Grotto put me down. Yeah, exactly. You know, I was mildly.
I got some Stooges gigs overseas, but I'm going to try to do a show over there, probably with Mr. McKay. And whoever else happens to be around, maybe in Italy. That'd be great. But I'll try to do one over there. And then when I come back on the 21st, Brother Matt, we do another one here on the Pleasure Point in San Pedro. So everybody, keep your powder dry.